弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
非常谢谢浩跟高宏的见证啊。
We really appreciate the testimonies of Hao and Gao Hong, brothers.
我想我们重生得救，被圣灵洁，被主洁净以后。
After we are born again and be cleansed by the Lord.
圣经上不仅仅讲到我们是圣洁的器皿，也要叫我们成为合用的器皿。
The Bible says not only that we are cleansed and become holy, we also become usable.
也是预备好了，就是这个人预备好了让神来用，能够来行各样的善事。
That we're ready for God to use to do all kinds of good works.
好，所以我们弟兄出差，他还可以选择跟其他人在底下一起来看热闹。
Yes, while my brother was on business trip, he could have chosen to just watch the scene with everyone else.
跟别人一起在底下紧张然后担心 但是他选择顺服神到楼上去祷告
or he could just panic like the rest of the crowd and yet he made the choice to go up to his room and pray
所以我们要感谢神连出差我们一样都在这里经历神被神用
so we praise the Lord even while on business trip we can still be used by the Lord
我们的时间很有限现在已经11点半了暑假有三个月的月初
There are three first Sundays during the summer.
我们是 combined meetings, 是合并的聚会。
So we will have combined meetings with the youth group.
所以连续七月初、八月初、九月初，我有三个系列的题目，特别为着这样子合并的聚会。
So on the first Sundays of July, August, and September, we will have combined meetings like this.
我想我们都知道，我们年轻人、孩子们、青少年、初中、高中、大专生。他们的团契叫做 TTT, 大家知道哈。
We all know the fellowship groups of college, high school, and junior highs are called TTT.
提多、提摩太多嘛。
Titus, Timothy, and Thomas.
所以我这次呢，三个系列的题目呢，也是 TTT.
So now I'm starting a series of messages called TTT.
今天是讲 transformation, 下个月讲temptation 跟 trial, 最后一个月讲 testimony.
So today I'll share with you transformation, and then next month temptations and trials, and in September testimony.
这个礼拜讲对变，下个礼拜讲试探，再下个礼拜我们讲见证，在下个月。所以弟兄姊妹，这三件事情对基督徒都很重要，不是光对年轻人重要。
These three things are very important for Christians, not only for youth.
今天要讲 transformation 是讲到新生命的特质。
Today, transformation is a characteristic of this new life.
讲到我们整个生命的蜕变。
That the transformation of our new life.
下个月讲 temptation 跟 trial, 讲到新生命的考验挑战。
And temptations and trials are the challenges of this new life.
要面对试探和一切的试炼。
And facing temptations and all kinds of trials.
第三个月我们讲到新生命的使命，我们为主做见证。
The third month we will share the commission of this new life is to testify for our Lord.
这是我们三个月的计划。
And this is my plan for the season.
现在我们开始来讲今天的
So we'll start the message for today.
刚才浩告诉我们说英文组常常讲这个题目。
And how just share with us that in English group you share this topic very often.
我希望你们还有兴趣继续听听我们老人家来讲
I hope you will still listen to us, the elderly people.Sharing with you.
刚才浩讲了一个点是很多基督教家庭孩子长大共同有的问题。
How to share with us a common problem share with children who grew up in Christian families.
他们很羡慕那些江湖大盗信耶稣的故事。
They admire those people who have drastic story of their conversion.
曾经这样子坏过。
They were so bad before.
然后这么奇妙的改变。
And magically they were transformed.
然后到处受欢迎变成很 welcome 的 speaker.
And they become very, very popular speakers.
你真的需要那样子去发现吗？
Do you need to discover the gospel that way?
你看圣经上有一个人神说他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事是谁
There's a character in the Bible who was upright and who was away from evil. Perfect. Who was that?
约伯
It's Job.
神做见证还不是我们做为他做见证
That was the testimony that God gave.For Job.
而且神居然指着约伯对撒旦说你看见我的仆人没有完全正直敬畏神远离恶事
God even challenges Satan Have you seen my servant Job? He was perfect and upright
这么好的一个人
Such a good person
等到有一天他真遇见神的时候
And one day when he finally met God
他说我从前风闻有你如今亲眼见你
He says before I only heard about you Today I see you with my eyes
因此我厌恶我自己
Therefore I despise myself
How
好。
不用做坏事再来讨厌自己啊。
You don't have to despise you after you have done many things wrong.
真遇见神的时候，我们都会讨厌自己的。
When we meet God, we will see.
我们需要 transformation， 我们需要被神改变。
We need to be transformed by God.
这是基督徒最幸福的一件事情。
And that is the greatest blessing of a Christian.
也是我们整个人生最重要的一件事情。
And the most important thing for our life.
我前天到 Google 上面哈 ，Google search。
The other day I went on Google to search.
我 type in transformation.
And I typed in transformation.
你猜他 Google 出来多少个结果？
Guess how many hits I got.
多少个？ $8 million， 800万个。还有没有人？钟明 ，Big number， 是政客。但是来美国学会政治了。没有。9000万个
90 million
9000万个 transformation 的这个资料
90 million hits on the search of transformation
我告诉你你就算花了你一辈子把这9000万个读完你的生命不会改变
Even if we spend our entire life finished reading all the articles about transformation we will not be changed
他不过提供了 information about transformation.
And those things only provide information about the transformation.
他不过提供了一些知识一些理论连几何也有 transformation. 好中文翻什么
Even there's a transformation in geometry. Geometry.
Geometry 里面的那个 transformation 叫什么就叫 transformation. 不管了反正每一个人都用 transformation. 连乐团都用 transformation.
Even there's like music group called Transformation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天要讲的 Transformation， 我希望我们每一个在座的，不管你年纪大年纪小。
Today, no matter what age you are.
不管你刚信耶稣还是信很多年。
Whether you are a new Christian or you're a mature Christian.
这是我们基督徒人生中最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important thing for a Christian.
请问有什么事情是你每一天都在做的？
What are the things that you do every day?
吃喝拉撒洗澡干嘛？不见得每个人每天洗澡哈，有很多事情我们每天都做。
Are there any things that you do every day? Yes, we take meals and we shower, but not everybody will shower.
但是你知不知道有一件事情是每一天而且一直都在进行的
？Do you know there's one thing that's happening every single day?
什么东西 ？Getting older.
Aging.
哥林多前书哥林多后书第四章讲到外体一天毁坏一天
In the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 it says our outer body is wasting away every day
内心心是一天心是一天
Yet the inner man is being renewed day by day
所以你要知道哈一个人不信耶稣信不信耶稣都一样
So whether you're a Christian or not
有一件事情每天都在进行
One thing is happening every day
就是你的身体一天毁坏一天
That your body is wasting away every day.
虽然从小的时候我们是越来越强壮越来越长高
Yes, from the youth, we're growing stronger and taller.
体力越来越好跑得越来越快
We have more physical stamina, we run faster.
总有一天 reach 到这个 maximum top 的时候它开始走下坡了
Until one day you reach your top condition, and then you go downhill.
我早开始了
I started already.
在座 teenager, 我想你们很多人在你13岁到14岁的时候你会长一个脑袋瓜一个头那么大。
Some youth will experience growing like this much from 13 to 14 years old.
我们都在长都在变化我们在看我们的 muscle.
That every day we're growing taller and we look at the development of muscles.
看我们腿粗不粗看我们这边肉起来了没有我们都在看自己改变。
And we're looking at the changes of our body.
但是这是外面的身体。
But these are our physical bodies.
一直都在改变。
And it's changing every day.
但是圣经上讲到基督徒。
But yet the Bible says Christians.
应该还有一个改变也是每一天都在进行的。
There will be another continuous change for a Christian.
内心一天心是一天。
The Bible says the inner man is being renewed day by day.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们今天要来讲的 transformation 是一个从生命里面出来的。
Today the transformation we're talking about is comes out from within.
不是从外面来的。
It's not about our physical body.
外面我们身体会改变。
Yes, our body may change.
外面我们的长相会改变。
And our appearance may change.
以前有一个人他做了很多坏事以后。
A person, after he has done many evil things.
警察要抓他 ,FBI 在通缉他。
And he was on the wanted list by FBI and police.
所以他找了一个整形外科手术帮他易容换了一个样子。
So he went through a plastic surgery, and changed his appearance.
然后他连他的指纹都改了把它破坏掉。
He even damaged and marred his fingerprints.
所以他找到一个环境一个角落他可以开始 start 他的 new life, 开始他的新生。
And then he found a place, a quiet place where he could start his new life.
然后他也开始做了一些蛮成功的事。
And then he started doing something very successful.
可是有一天在一个试探的里面。
And one day while facing a temptation.
他固态复明他又犯。
Went back to his old self and he committed the crime again.
到最后他死在警察的枪下。
And then he died and he was being shot, by the police and died.
外面改了。
Yet he has changed his outward appearance.
里面没有改。
But not the inside.
这不是我们讲的 transformation.
This is not the kind of transformation we're talking about.
以前有一个国王，他有一次也是想把他整个国家改变起来。
Once a king wanted to change his entire kingdom.
他要他底下的大臣一起上策啊，什么东西能够最让国家复兴，让国家能够上进变好的。
So he solicited proposals from his rulers and officials for our plans to transform and change his nation.
有人讲这样，有人讲那样子。
And there were all kinds of proposals.
有一天呢，他们这个教育大臣，关 education 的。
And one day, a person who was in charge of the education.
他跑来跟王讲，他说：“王啊，教育永远是国家最重要的事情。”
And that's like, Your Highness, education is always the most important thing in the nation.
他说：“你看，我现在。”证明给你看。
Now let me prove to you.
因为他那天出外寻找各国这个在外面巡逻的时候，他发现有人呢用了几只猫呢做了一个非常好的表演。
Because that day, when he went out for visiting, he saw some people making up, showing a show by the cats, a cat show.
这些猫可以穿西装、打领带、戴帽子。非常非常的这个训练好的啊。
And the cats were wearing tuxedos, wearing hats, they're well-trained cats.
然后他们推着小车进来。
And then the cats came in, pushing a little cart.
车上面放着香茶奉到皇后面前国王面前。
And then inside the cart, there are cup of teas, to present to the king and the queen.
国王跟 queen 高兴得不得了果然就是教育可以让猫变成这个样子。
And the kings and queens were so delighted that education can even train cats like this.
他说你们还有没有人有比这个更好的方法。
So the king asked, is there anyone who has better plans than this?
那中间有一个臣子他非常敬畏神。
And one official there who feared God.
他像我们今天一样一直祷告说要归向神。
And then he's been praying like what we're doing today that the nation will turn to God.
在我跟你讲以前他说我要先做一件事。
And then he says, King, before I tell you my plan, I need to do one thing.
你可不可以请明天教育大臣再表演一次?
Can you ask the person who are in charge of education do another show tomorrow?
他们说没问题。
And then he says, sure, no problem.
第二天当这只猫又端着茶走到国王跟皇后面前的时候。
So the next day when the cats came in again to push the little cart to present tea to the king and queen.
他就放了两三只老鼠出去了。
And then he let go of some mice.
那个猫推到一半，一看见老鼠，车子一推就去追猫，那追老鼠去了。
When the cat saw the mice, they just forget about the cards and then chase after the mice.
那个茶就洒了皇后的一身。
And then the tea spilled all over the queen.
然后他就告诉王。
And then so he told the king.
教育可以改得了外面人的行为。
Yes, education can change the outward behavior of men.
改不了人真正的生命。
But it cannot change the inner life of man.
弟兄姊妹啊，这就是我们今天要讲的。
And this is what we want to talk about.
你不见得是要做 gangster, 做坏蛋，然后信耶稣才叫做见证，才叫做 transformation.
You don't have to be a gangster, and then after you become a Christian, then you experience a transformation.
孔老夫子都需要 transformation.
Even Confucius He needs transformation.
世界上最好的人他都需要 transformation.
Even the nicest people in the world need transformation.
因为所有旧造的生命都犯罪了，罪在里面。
Because all life of old creation has sinned.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天讲的 transformation 是一个从里到外一个全面的变化。
So the transformation that we're talking about today is a complete transformation, all encompassed from within to without.
我们没有信耶稣以前
Before we were Christians,
有好人有坏人
There are good people and bad people.
不管好人还是坏人
Whether they are good or bad.
里面的生命都是从亚当来的旧造生命
They share the same life that's from Adam, the old creation.
同样性质的生命
They're of the same nature.
当我们信了耶稣以后
And after we believe in Jesus,
我们每一个基督徒里面我们得了一个新生命为什么叫 new life 因为是全新的
And every one of us receive a new life
所以信耶稣不是去改变我们原来的生命
So, to become a Christian is not just to change, our behavior
弟兄姊妹这是很基本很基本的但是你们不要误会千万在这个点上不要轻看它
Please do not despise this fundamental truth
教育会改变人
Yes, education may change people.
人生的经历会改变人。
And our life experiences may change us.
但是关键是你到底是在改变原来的生命还是新生命被改变。
But the key is whether you are changing your old creation or you're getting a new life.
很多人没有信耶稣。
Many people who have not received Christ.
他也是从坏蛋变成好人。
And then they can be changed from the bad people to good people.
你也可以说他有 transformation.
And you may say that they too experience transformation.
这个不是我们今天基督徒讲的这个上上层最宝贵的 transformation.
But this is not the most precious transformation we're talking about today.
我们每一个信耶稣以后我们里面有两个生命。
After we believe in Jesus, we have two lives living in us.
一个从亚当来的旧造生命。
One is the old creation from Adam.
充满了肉体血气各样天然生命从爸爸妈妈来的
It's from our parents and our ancestors full of lust and flesh
从老亚当来的
From the old Adam
而另外一个生命从耶稣来的
And another life that comes from Jesus Christ
全新的生命
It's a brand new life
弟兄姊妹在这个点上我希望我们都没有问题
I hope that we are not confused about this
在这点上都可以接受的请举手好吗
Please raise your hand if you agree and can accept this truth
你觉得自己还是只有一个生命的请举手
Please raise your hand if you only feel you have only one life
都要知道这是最基本最基本有两个
So this is the most fundamental thing that we have two lives living within
然后不同的生命就一定有不同的表现有不同的能力不同的性质大家阿们
Do you agree that different lives will have different manifestations?
好所以呢今天我们每一个人里面既然有都两个都有这两个生命
Since we, all of us have two lives within us
而且我们也都阿们不同的生命决定会有不同的表现。
And we agree that different lives will bring forth different manifestations.
那么底下的关键就在于
Now the key is
到底今天我们在用哪一个生命过我们的生活
With what life we're living our daily life.
我想我打一个很简单的比方
Let me give you a very simple example.
你看我现在想要跳起来我跳不起来对不对
Yeah, I try to jump, but I can't.
我可以跳但是我不能飞。
Yes, I can jump a little bit, but I cannot fly.
但是假装好假装好。
Say, suppose.
我跟我儿子借的这个。
I borrowed this from my son.
这是什么
What's this?
Superman, 超人哈。
Superman on T-shirt.
我只是说假装好。
Let's suppose, just pretend.
我穿上它我就可以飞了。
After I put on that, I can fly.
我就不仅仅可以跳我可以飞了。
Not only that, I can jump, I can fly too.
这个高宏也不用紧张的在底下看他可以飞上去救他了。
The brother 高宏 did not have to panic. You could just take a flight and save that person.
那现在这个东西在我手上。
Now this thing is in my hand.
关键就在于我要不要 put on.
So, it's up to me whether I want to put it on or not.
所以我们一起来读这一节圣经，以弗所书四章二十二节到二十四节。
So let's read the scripture together. It's on your online sheet. It's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24.
要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的。好，我们就简单把它说最重要的字。第一个，脱去旧人。
Let's pick up some keywords. First, put off your old man.
穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
这个新人是照着神的形象造的。
The new man was created according to God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这边有一个很简单的动作，叫做脱下，叫做穿上。
So we see some simple actions here to put off and to put on.
当我看见那个人在28楼快要掉下来了。
When I see this person trying to jump off the building.
我怎么跳都跳不上去，我没办法救他。
No matter how hard I try, I could not jump up to save him.
但是如果我穿上这一件的话，我就可以救他。
But if I put on this shirt, then I could save him.
那个关键就在于我要不要穿它。
So the key is whether I want to put it on or not.
好，今天回到我们的现实生活来。
Now back to our daily life.
一件事情让你很生气。
There's something that really annoyed you.
这是我原来的人。
And that is my old self.
所以马上就来到一个 point.
Then I quickly come to a point.
你愿不愿意脱掉它？
Are you willing to put off your old self?
你愿不愿意穿上新的？
Are you willing to put on your new self?
如果你愿意的话。
If you're willing.
Transformation 就发生了。
Transformation will happen instantly.
因为神从来没有叫我们的旧人要跳到28楼去救人。
Because God never commanded the old self, the old man to jump off to the building to save the person.
神知道你做不到的。
Because God knows you cannot do it.
但是有一件事情我们可以做的。
But one thing we can do.
我们要把我们的心智改换。
We have to, our mind has to be renewed.
Put off, 愿意把我脱掉。
We are willing to put off.
我愿意穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
弟兄姊妹，当我们肯的时候。
When we are willing.
每一次的肯。
Every time we're willing.
你就在这里经历了圣灵在我们生命中的改变。
That we experience the transformation done by the Holy Spirit.
靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Through him who strengthens me, I can do all things.
而且在凡事上得胜有余啊。
And we can be more than conquerors in everything.
神能够就照着正在我们里面运行的大能大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God can do far more exceed what we can imagine or think according to His fullness and power.
弟兄姊妹，这个 transformation 太重要了。
So this transformation is so important.
它是改变我们整个生命的表现最重要的一个关键。
This is the most critical point of changing our.Our manifestation.
所以现在我再重复一遍，我们每一个人里面都有两个生命。
Let me repeat again. All of us have two lives within us.
不同的生命有不同的性质，有不同的表现，有不同的结果。
And different lives are of different natures. They will bring about different manifestations.
而用哪一个生命来反应、来生活，决定权在你，在。
And it is up to us to choose.By which life we will live our daily life and react to things.
是你我自己要负这个责任的。
And we have to be responsible.
而且是你我自己可以做拣选的。
And this is a choice that we can make ourselves.
当我们拣选的新生命的时候。
When we choose to live with our new life.
我们自然就活出得胜来。
And naturally we'll live out a victorious life.
所以讲超人太不合圣经了哈，我们讲现实的。我以前举过例子，这个。老母鸡跟老鹰如果两个都在地上。
Okay, Superman might not be very biblical, but I gave an example before for an old hen and an eagle.
老母鸡假装是我们旧造的生命。
And then they may live together, but then the old hen represents our old life.
它离不开属地的捆绑。
It's earthly and it's earthbound.
虽然偶尔它得胜降不起来。
Yes, once a while it may jump up a little.
它还是会掉下去。
But it will fall.
那圣经上彼得前书第五章告诉我们说，我们的仇敌撒旦像什么？天主像什么
？In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, it says our enemy is like a
像什么？像吼叫的狮子。
It's like a roaring lion.
遍地游行。
And crawl around the earth.
寻找可以吞吃的。
Looking for things to devour.
年轻的孩子们。
Young brothers and sisters.
现在老虎狮子来了。
Now the lion is here.
准备要吃我们。
Trying to devour.
试探来了。
Temptation is here.
要叫我们犯罪。
It's called, tempting us to sin.
困难来了，风暴来了，要把我们打垮。
And trials and storms are here to strike us down.
请问是母鸡容易从狮子的口中逃掉呢，还是老鹰能够从狮子的口中逃掉？
So which one can easily escape from the mouth of the lion, the hen or the eagle?
这是非常容易明白的例子。
This is a very easy to understand.
可是你却发现我们今天多少的基督徒？
Yet many Christians today.
我们一直在老母鸡的里面，我们要去面对吼叫的狮子。
We're trying to face this roaring lion as a hen.
所以我们失败。
Therefore, we fail.
我们被仇敌吞吃。
We're devoured by the enemy.
我们发脾气。
And then we throw a temper tantrum.
我们贪心。
And we give in to greed.
我们做了不该做的事。
And we commit crimes we're not supposed to.
因为我们一直都在原来的生命里面去反映它。
Because we have done all these things in our old self.
所以 transformation.
Therefore, transformation.
改变。不是去修改你旧的生命。
It's not to modify or improve your old self.
旧的生命神从来不花功夫的。
Because God will not make any investment on the old self.
神对旧生命的命定就是把它钉在十字架上。
God has already doomed and then nailed the old self on the cross.
不再是我。
Therefore we can say it is no longer I.
乃是基督哈。
But Christ.
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情我们要知道哈。
The first thing we need to know.
Transformation 永远不在外面的行为的改变。
We're not talking about changing of our behaviors.
也不在习惯的改变。
Or change of our habits.
也不在教育给我们的塑造。
Or being molded by education.
在乎新生命从我们里面的出来跟成长。
But the manifestation and growth of our new life from within.
好，那第二件事情。
Second.
这个Transformation 是一直在进行的。
Transformation is happening continuously.
它不仅仅是在生命里面，从里面到外的。
Not only that, it's spreading from within to without.
它是一直在进行的。
It's continually going on.
我跟念慈姊妹、念慈阿姨借了她有一次讲课的时候用的这个 slide， 我请帮忙放一下。
I borrowed this slide from Sister Nancy.
我们在讲 transformation， 最喜欢用这个毛毛虫做例子。
This is the example that we like to use the most when we talk about transformation.
那毛毛虫是很好的例子，但是有它的缺陷，等一下我们讲一下。
This is a good example, but not a complete one.
Transformation 讲毛毛虫是最容易明白，因为它虫在地上爬。
This is easy to understand because caterpillars crawl on the floor.
变成在天上飞。
And it becomes a butterfly that flies in the air.
从人见人怕，除了小家伙以外。
From the something that looks ugly.
变成人人都很喜欢拥有的蝴蝶。
To something that's so lovely.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做蜕变。
So this is transformation.
它从可怕。
From being ugly.
变成不再可怕，变成茧。
To cocoon.
变成蛹啊，躲在那个蛹，躲在茧里面。
Not that ugly.
它不伤害别人，它也不让别人伤害，住在 comfort zone 里面。
And then it becomes a harmless thing living in its comfort zone.
等到有一天它破茧而出，它变成蝴蝶，它去采花，它去吸引人，它去满足人。
And one day it came out of cocoon, becomes this beautiful butterfly that satisfied men.
所以讲我们基督徒蜕变，很多人用这个例子，总觉得很怕人的。
So we often use this example that from us being very ugly before.
你一出现，人家就哇哇，他来了。
Whenever you appear, people say, oh, he's here again.
到慢慢，我们变得不伤害人，但是也不要人家伤害，我住在茧里面，舒舒服服的。
Then we gradually become harmless, that we will not harm other people, and we live in our comfort zone in the cocoon.
你不影响我，我不影响你。
That I will not impact you, and you will not affect me.
但是很多基督徒也是这样子，成为一个没有影响力的基督徒。
And many Christians become like this without any influence.
再成长一点的时候，破茧而出，我们成为蝴蝶啊。
Then gradually we grow again and become a butterfly.
我们彰显那个荣美的生命。
And we will manifest this glorious life.
我们活在属天的境界，飘来飘去，超越。在属地啊。
We fly around in this spiritual realm. We are no longer earthbound.
这是很好的例子。
This is a very good example.
弟兄姊妹，上一次念慈姊妹讲这篇信息的时候。
Last time when Sister Nancy shared this message.
我昨天又再重听一遍。
And I listened to it again yesterday.
它中间有一个很重要的点。
There's an important point.
他说，在这个蜕变的过程中。
In this process of transformation.
许多人停下来。
Many people stop.
没有让这个改变持续的在我们身上进行。
That we do not allow this transformation to continue in our life.
回到那个要变茧的那个地方，好不好
？Then we go back.
再往前一张。好，你看到这边有三个。
So this is the stage right before being a cocoon.
有人就停在第一个阶段。
Some people stop at the first stage.
有人继续改变。
Some people continue to change.
但是有的人就停在第二。
And some people stop at the second picture.
还有人继续改变。
And then some people continue on.
它变成第三个阶段。
And they become the, like in the third picture.
还有人再继续改变。
And then people continue on.
它像茧包起来了。
And they're being wrapped around in the cocoon.
还有人再继续改变。
And then some people continue on.
它让有一天茧破了。
And one day the cocoon breaks.
还有人继续改变。
And then they continued.
它终于变成能飞的蝴蝶了。
And become a butterfly that flies.
对，弟兄姊妹，在人生蜕变的过程。
And this process of transformation in our life.
停不停，关键在我们的身上。
It's up to us whether we want to stop or not.
要不要继续改变，责任都在我们的身上。
So it is our responsibility whether we want to continue to change.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we're willing.
改变是每一天的。
Transformation is happening every day.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we're willing.
改变是在每一件事情上的。
Transformation happens in everything.
只要我们愿意啊。
As long as we're willing.
改变是在每一个人际关系上的。
Transformation happens in every single relationship.
只要我们真愿意。
As long as we're willing.
当圣灵 renew 我们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit renew us.
他更新我们。
When he renews us.
把我们从旧的带到新的。
It brings us from old to new.
我们就被改变。
Then we are changed.
那个 transformation 就进行了。
Then transformation happens.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常重要的事情，所以我们不能停啊。
This is very important that we shall not stop.
圣经上说，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
The Bible says we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
我们必须要让这个改变持续的进行。
We need to let this transformation to continue.
而且在每一件事情上进行。
In everything.
也当你要发脾气的时候。
When we are ready to give a temper.
如果圣灵提醒我们。
So, if the Holy Spirit reminds us.
我们选择放下自己的挣扎和压制。
Let's make a choice to put down the struggle and oppression.
我们将心智改换一新，我们穿上新人。
That our mind be renewed and we put on the new life.
我们说主耶稣你来替我。
We would say, Lord Jesus, you come and live for me.
在面对这样子的人。
And then for such people.
在面对我太太对我这样子的态度。
And then when I face my wife's attitude.
在面对我的先生对我这样子的无理的时候。
Or when I face a mistreatment from my husband.
主你要怎么回应他。
Lord, how would you react in this situation?
你来替我。
And then you come and live for me.
我接受你做我的生命。
I accept you as my life.
我接受你作为我的反应。
And then I accept you as my reaction.
改变发生了，弟兄姊妹。
And then transformation happens at this moment.
就是这样子发生的。
And this is how transformation happens.
新生命来就是要改变我们的。
The new life comes to transform us.
啊，有一个神所用的一个仆人哈，他说他信耶稣以前。
A servant of God says, before he was a Christian.
他说他没有办法克制不打他太太。
He could not control himself. He always hit his wife.
因为他说他把他太太当作一样东西。
Because he treated his wife as an object.
所以他说东西坏了就要修嘛，所以
太太不乖
他就揍。
When the object is broken, it needs to repair. Therefore, he was repairing his wife.
真可恶哈。
Fixing up.This is so bad.
后来信了耶稣以后，
and after he became a Christian,
他说他不再把他太太当作东西了，不是东西了。
He no longer treats his wife as an object.
啊，太太不再是东西了。
And his wife is no longer an object.
他把他太太当成宝贝。
He treats his wife as a treasure.
因为主耶稣的生命在他里面，他真的是用主的爱爱他的太太。
Because the life of Christ is within him, and he loves his wife with the love of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你要我们活在天然生命去爱另外一半的话，有时候会很困难哈，因为有时候真的不可爱嘛。
Sometimes it's hard to use your natural love to your spouse because they're not always lovable.
你看那孩子不听话、叛逆的时候，你怎么爱？有时候真生气，对不对
？How could you love your children when they're rebellious? Sometimes you get really mad.
你看看你那个老板那副样子，你生气就生气嘛。
And look at your manager. Sometimes it's hard. It's so annoying and hard to love.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个改变是神量环境，在我们的周围，为了改变我们。
But sometimes God measures to us. Circumstances, so that through the circumstances we can be changed.
万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处，得什么益处啊？
Because God works out everything together for the good of those who love Him. What kind of goodness?
我已经说过了哈，不是你需要一个裙子，正好 Macy's 在 on sale， 你就十分之一的价格就买到了。
I said that before. It's it's not, I'm not referring to like you need a skirt and it just happened that there was sales at Macy's and then you pay
10% of the price. And then
when God worked all things together, does that mean that He will give you everything that you desire?
你去读罗马书八章二十八节一直到三十一节，那个益处就是叫我们像他儿子被改成他儿子的荣形。
If you read Romans chapter 8 verses 28 to 31, you will see the goodness that He works out is for us to be transformed to be like His Son.
所以弟兄姊妹，请大家注意听好，神在我们这一生有限的日子里面，我们不知道自己活多久的。
So that please pay attention in our limited lifetime. We don't know how long we're going to live.
今天早上我们才听到关姊妹被主接去了，我们都舍不得。
This morning we heard that sister, elderly sister Guan just passed away this morning.
我们没有一个人知道自己会活多久。
None of us know how long we're going to live on earth.
假装。
Let's say suppose.
神在你这一生的里面。
In your entire lifetime.
不是假装，其实神在我们每一个人这一生的里面。
Entire lifetime.
神都量定了一份属灵的产业要赐给我们。
God has measured for every one of us spiritual inheritance.
而这一份的产业神怎么给呢？
And how does God give to us this spiritual inheritance?
神把它分成我们一生的年日来给我们。
God proportioned and then give to each portion.
每一天都有每一天的份。
So there's a portion for us every single day.
每一个遭遇，在每一个遭遇的里面都有他的那一份。
In every circumstances, there's a portion prepared.
你千万不要想说，我现在还年轻，先爱爱世界，等要死之前，我好好爱主就好了。
Please do not think now I'm still young. Let me love the world and I will love the. Let me love the world and I will love God when I'm about to die.
虽然你那时候还能够爱神。虽然你那个时候还是的确可以爱神。
Yes, you may still love God at that time.
但是你所有前面浪费的日子就全部成为你将来在永世里面的遗憾。
And all the days that you wasted while you were young will be your eternal regret in eternity.
我打一个简单的比方。
Let me give you an example.
神如果给了你这么大一份产业，是你终身的产业。
So this is the spiritual inheritance that God has prepared for you in your entire lifetime.
我用我们容易明白的例子，叫做假装它全部变成 puzzle， 一块一块一块一块一块。
So let's just imagine a big puzzle.
每一天。是其中的一块。
And every single day, there's a piece for it.
当你在基督里面经历得着的时候，这一块就是你的，放上去了。
When you experience and obtain a spiritual inheritance, then you get that piece.
明天有明天的那一块。
And there's another piece for tomorrow.
如果明天的那一块你没有在主里面来反应，你就失去了那一块。
And if you do not react in Christ.Tomorrow, then you lose that piece.
那一块永远放不回去了。
And that piece can never be put back to the puzzle.
然后后天又有后天的一块。
And there's another piece the day after tomorrow.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们整个的人生，神要给我们的丰富就是这样子一天一天累积出来的。
So the fullness, that God wants to give to us is accumulated day by day, just like that.
因为生命的改变是每一天的事。
Because of life transformation is a matter of daily process.
你今天如果不接受新生命的改变，你就浪费了今天。
If we do not allow the life to be transformed today, we have wasted today.
在这一个遭遇上面，我不跟耶稣交换生命的话，我就浪费了这件事情我当得的产业。
If in this situation we do not exchange our life with the life of Christ, we have wasted this circumstance.
你可以凭自己再去发脾气哈，发脾气其实有时很过瘾的，对不对
？Yes, we may do according to our old self and just throw a temper.
在批评说闲话有时候也很过瘾的。
And sometimes it feels good to gossip.
因为实在受不了，我真想说说这个人。
Or criticize and then we just
没有关系，弟兄姊妹，当我们这样子生活的时候，我们就一天一天，我们就在这里亏损，在浪费我们的人生。
But if we continue to live according to our old self, we're wasting our days.And we are suffering loss.
等到我们见主的时候，我们去交账。
Until that day, we meet the Lord and give account.
我们这一块神给我们完整的计划。
That a perfect plan God has prepared for us.
我们到底完成的百分之多少
？And then how many percent that we have accomplished?
它不仅仅决定了我们在地上还活着的时候的生活的品质。
Not only it determines the quality that we have, the life quality we have on earth.
它决定了我们在地上生活的价值。
And also the value of our life on earth.
它决定了我们对别人所带来祝福的程度。
And also the magnitude of blessings we bring to other people.
它也决定了我们在永世里面跟神交账 我们在主面前得奖赏的情形。
It also determines what kind of reward we will receive from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不要再随便浪费今天，以为我还有明天没关系。
Do not casually waste away today, thinking we still have tomorrow.
就着神的恩典，神愿意赦免我们，永远接纳我们的悔改。
Yes, according to His grace, He always accepts us and forgives us.
就着神在我们身上的计划和托付，很多东西是你后悔收不回来的。
But yet, God's commission and His plan for us sometimes cannot be reversed or revoked.
你看葡萄树。
Look at the grapevine.
开花放香的时候。
And when it's blossoming.
小狐狸跑来。
And the fox came.
把花都给弄掉了。
And then destroy all the flowers.
虽然这个葡萄树继续成长。
Yes, the vine may continue to grow.
它已经是一个没有结局的成长。
But then it's a growth without fruit.
花掉了。
Because the flowers were destroyed.
机会从我们手中过去了，不是常常不再回来。
When opportunity passed by, they may not return.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要积极啊。
We need to be active and proactive.
所以如果我们真积极的时候。
And when we are serious and be active.
弟兄姊妹，我们会愿意在每一件事情上，我们说主耶稣帮助我。
We may cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, help us in every situation and transform us.
让我在基督里面来得着你所要我得着的。
That we will obtain what you want to give us in Christ.
所以当我们这样子能够常常这样子不断地接受改变接受改变。
As we continue to accept this transformation process.
新生命的强壮和得胜是必然的事情。
And then for sure this new life will become strong and will grow.
活出新生命的荣美也是必然的事情。
And then it's a sure result we will manifest the glory of this new life.
我们既然有两个生命。
Yes, we have two lives.
圣经上明说的里面的人和外面的人。
The Bible clearly says there's the inner man and the outer man.
所以生命要成长需要喂养。
And then life, in order to grow, it needs to be fed.
每一次我们接受旧生命的时候，旧生命就更强壮。
Every time we accept and acknowledge the old self keeps growing.
每一次我们接受新生命的时候，新生命就成长，得到喂养。
But if we accept and acknowledge the new life will continue to grow.
所以你说这两个生命在我们里面。
So these two lives coexist in our life.
如果我们不再花功夫让新生命不住的成长的话，
If we do not invest and help this new life to grow,
我们的软弱跟失败是必然的，是预期的啊。
And our weaknesses and failures are expected.
所以以前有这个印第安人，他们常常赌博。
The American Indians, they love to gamble.
啊，他们很多都赌啊。有一个印第安人，他养了两只狗。
There's an Indian who had two dogs.
所以他常常在赶集的时候就斗狗来赌博。
So he often had a dog fight and then used that for gambling.
一只黑狗，一只白狗。
There's one dog is black and one is white.
所以每一次比赛的时候。
So、every time there's this dog fight.
大家就下赌注。
And then they will put down their bet.
两只狗都一样的壮，一样的凶。
So these two dogs are equally strong.
有时候白狗赢，有时候黑狗赢。
So sometimes the white dog will win, sometimes the black one.
但是这个主人常常都是他赢。
But the owner usually wins the most.
所以别人搞不懂说为什么你下注下这么准呢？两只狗打，真的啪打得这么狠。但是他今天如果赌黑狗赢，那天一定是黑狗赢。
So people are wondering how come he always bet on the winning dog? What's the secret?
那下次大家都赌黑狗呢？他可能这次赌白狗，结果白狗赢。
And then when everyone put the bet on the black dog, the owner will put bet on the white dog, and the white dog will win.
一直到最后。他的秘密才被别人知道。
Until finally his secret was discovered.
因为他每一次在赶集比赛之前。
Because every time before the fight, the dog fight.
他如果决定这次要黑狗赢。
If he decides he wants this black dog to win.
他就连续三五天不喂那只白狗。
Then he will starve the 白狗黑狗。
那只白狗就不喂他。
He will starve the white dog.
For
three or four days.
所以黑狗还是吃得健健康康，力量都很好的。
So the black dog would be very well fed and strong.
几天外面看不太出来不同的。
And then for several days, you will not see the outward difference.
可是生命里面就是不一样。
But there's a difference in the inner life.
力量就是不一样。
And then there's difference in the strength.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊。
Your brothers and sisters.
圣经上告诉我们要凡事长进，连于元首基督。
The Bible tells us that we need to grow up in all things into Him who is the head.
当我们真正能够这样子在基督里不断长进的时候。
If we can continue to grow in Christ.
我们里面的生命自然健壮。
then our inner life will for sure be strong.
基督的馨香自然能够在各处因着我们而被显扬出来。
And the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ will be displayed and diffused.
所以你要改变别人，要祝福别人，最好的方法就是从改变自己开始。
The best way to change and bless others is to change ourselves first.
我再讲一遍，你要改变别人。
If you want to change others,
你要祝福别人
and bless them.
其实再多说一点，你要祝福你自己的话。
Or you want to bless yourself,
最好的方法
the best way
从改变自己
is to change ourselves.
当我们改变的时候
when we are changed,
你就发现一件奇妙的事情
then you will discover something wonderful.
基督的生命馨香从我们出来了
the fragrance of Christ will be diffused from us.
死在我身上发动，生却在别人身上发动。
When death is at work,Within us, life is at work within others.
就算他不改变
Even if they do not change,
因着我的改变
because I have changed,
我已经脱离了这些的搅扰受苦了
I'm freed from all these disturbance and suffering.
因为我在基督里面得着的真自由
because I have received true freedom in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间讲这么大的题目哈
I do not have time to go over all these big topics.
我就是希望弟兄姊妹看重 transformation 这件重要的事情
I hope that we will pay attention to this transformation.
它应该是每一天都在进行的，就像我们外体一天毁坏一天一样
It is something ongoing daily, just like our physical body is aging every day.
里面的生命应该一天新似一天的
Our inner life should be renewed day by day.
耶稣要来改变我们
Jesus came to change us.
耶稣要来提升我们
And he came to lift us up.
耶稣要来充满使用我们，借着我们祝福别人
And then he will fill us so that we may bless others.
当我们被改变的时候
When we are transformed.
其实真正蒙福的就是我们
And we are the one that gets blessed the most.
有一个妈妈
There was a mother.
她很头痛她的孩子
She worries about her children.
她孩子又懒
And her children are lazy.
又喜欢撒谎
And like to lie.
常常妈妈为了这件事情很伤心很生气
The mother often grieved and worried.
他们是在乡下农家在农场里的家庭，所以生活也很辛苦。
And they live on the farm, and the family is kind of poor.
这个孩子呢，不做事又撒谎，但是又很喜欢跟他妈妈要东西。
And this child, he's lazy, likes to lie, and always requests things from the mother.
有一天，他跟他妈妈要一双新的鞋子。
One day, he asked for a pair of new shoes from the mother.
他的妈妈后来想了以后，就跟孩子讲。
And then after thinking about it, mother said,
她说孩子你只要答应我你肯勤劳你肯不再撒谎我就送你
And then she says, my child, if you promise me you will become diligent and will not lie anymore, I'll give you this new pair of shoes.
因为那妈妈希望她改变她的性情改变她的生命
Because the mother wants him to change his nature and his life.
而不是只是给她外面的祝福
And not just give him outward blessing.
这很像我们的神
It's just like our God.
这个孩子说好那你要我做什么
So the child says, okay, what do you want me to do?
他说你去帮我把那个农场上就他们不是收着这些谷类一堆吗他们需要把它每天太阳来的时候把它摊平让太阳晒把虫走掉然后让这个潮湿发霉不会发生
Okay, so the mother wants the child to go to the threshing floor where they heap up the grains and the wheatAnd to spread it so all over the threshing floor so that they can be sun-dried.
妈妈说你每一天帮我把它全部摊开来然后傍晚把它收起来她说你做几天我就送你。
So the mother says, so every day for several days, in the morning go out and then spread the grain and then at night just gather them back into a heap.
所以第一天玩的时候妈妈问她说怎么样今天做了没有啊
So after the first day, the mother asks, so have you done it today?
她说妈妈我做了。
Says, yes, mom, I have done it.
第二天
The second day,
又做了
He did it again.
第三天
Third day,
又做了
Did it again.
他说妈妈你为什么还不给我鞋子
Says, mom, how come you still do not give me the new shoes?
他说妈妈你为什么骗我
Why do you lie to me, mom?
妈妈跟他讲
The mom says,
他的孩子
My child,
你根本没有改
You have not changed.
不是我骗你
I'm not lying to you.
是你骗我
Because you have lied to me.
那双鞋子
Therefore, the pair of shoes.
我早就放在谷堆的里面了。
I placed the new pair of shoes inside the heap of the grain.
如果你真正去做的话，你早就发现它了。
You have done it. You would have discovered the shoes already.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听过，人心未曾想过的。
The Bible says, no eyes has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind has ever conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him.
神把他儿子的生命成为我们最宝贵的奖赏和产业。
Because God has given us the most precious inheritance, that is the life of His Son.
叫我们能够跟他的性情有份。
So that we can be partakers of His holy nature.
你要得到这个祝福。
You want to receive this blessing.
在于我们肯脱去旧人。
We need to put off our old self.
我们肯脱离那些捆绑我们、叫我们犯罪的事情。
That we can be set free from those things that bind us and cause us to sin.
很多时候我们觉得圣经的应许怎么搞得没有应许实现在我们身上。
Sometimes we wonder why the promises in the Bible do not fulfill in our life.
我们可能觉得神骗了我们。
Or we feel that God has cheated and lied to us.
弟兄姊妹，神从来没有欺骗我们。
But God never lied to us.
所有的祝福。
All the blessings
其实都藏在基督耶稣里面
are hidden in Jesus Christ.
所有真正的祝福
all the true blessings
都藏在每一个 transformation 里面
are hidden in every single transformation.
让我们带着感恩的心来接受主天天的改变
If we take, receive it with a grateful heart, we will experience the blessing every single day.
唱我们一首短诗，主荣上加荣在改变我们
Let's sing a hymn that God is changing us from glory to glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们在说哈，改变是每一天的。
Let me say that again. Transformation happens every single day.
肯不肯改变，决定权完全在于我们自己。
It's up to us whether we are willing to be changed.
现在让我们一起的站起来，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Stand up and sing the song.Every single chance is a chance for us to be changed.
好，希望我们在唱的时候，我们被神那个改变的大爱来感动。
When we sing the song, may we be touched by the great love that changes us.
然后我们被他改变的大能来改变。
And that we may be transformed by the great transformation power.
唱的时候，我们是喜乐的，我们是荣耀的。
That we are joyful and glorious.
预备来。荣上加荣正在改变我改变我改变我使我的完全变成主的形象流落在大海在世界
Pray.
那个改变的大能运行在我们中间。
May the great power transformation work in our midst.
主啊，天天都来改变我们。
Daily change us.
凡事上来改变我们。
And everything transform us.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让这么简单又重要的真理不再被我被仇敌蒙蔽。
So that this simple and fundamental truth will no longer be covered.
让我们愿意脱下旧人。
That we are willing to pull off the old self.
让我们愿意穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
哦，这个新人是由主的形象。
The new man is created according to God's image.
这个新人是由主的性情和生命。
And it has the nature and the life of God.
这个新人是由主的一切。
And it has everything of God.
哦，主耶稣啊，帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, help us.
帮助我们在座的每一个人。
Help every one of us here.
不管我们昨天是怎样。
No matter how we were yesterday.
不管我们刚才是怎样。
Or in the last, just a moment ago.
我们每一个的现在都要来接受你的改变。
We want to accept your transformation every single moment.
从生命里面出来的改变。
The moment from deep within.
哦，让我们天天不住的被你改变。
Daily, continuously, we're being transformed.
主啊，真的是祝福我们。
Lord, bless us.
让我们在这有限的日子里面。
So in our limited lifetime,
我们都被你改变了。
We'll be transformed by you.
过去的日子，主啊，求你赦免。
In the past, may you forgive us.
我们浪费了许多宝贵的机会。
We have wasted many precious opportunities.
还是从今天开始。
But yet, from today on.
主，我们重新与你立约。
That we will establish a new covenant.
我们重新向你呼求。
We cry out to you, Lord.
让我们不再浪费机会了。
That we will no longer waste our opportunities.
万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work for the good of those who love you.
你要把我们磨成你儿子的形象。
You want to mold us into the likeness and image of the Son of God.
我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.